Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Well, we all knew this was going to happen. The moment we talk about Crisco's mom on the air. Oh, boy. At first, she had a little funny.
Yeah.
Now she's having none of it. It was on Speechless when Crisco confessed the one thing his mom would never want us to talk about on the air. He did it so a listener could win Niall Horan tickets. So very noble of you.
Thank you.
But now you're taking it from your mom.
Oh, it's been like two straight days of like, oh, yeah, no. No, it's totally fine. No, it's just my feet. My gnarly feet. My caveman feet, right?
You described her foot as being what now?
It was a second place candidate for the Geico commercials. I said that. That was a really funny one. She said that she thought it was funny until I just kept going with it.
Oh.
Like the tuft of hair and the fact that her friends think she's got the most ridiculous feet in the world now. And I'm like, Mom, what friends of yours do you have that listen? I think one friend listens and it's Sandy.
Yeah.
And she knows about those rank feet.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
She knows all about those Flintstone feet.
You said they were very sharp and pointy.
Oh, I mean, you could literally open a can with it. Like, it's great to go camping with her because she can just pop the top right off
of it. Are the nails like long and yellow?
It's the thick one too. Yeah. So you can hammer it in and then just kind of go.
Now, until you open it. What kind of tool would be used to take care of that and to do a pedicure?
Her foot's like a Swiss Army knife.
You need a grinder to get down there.
Just the old belt sander.
Why don't you use this opportunity to apologize to your mom and tell her how much you love her?
Yes, Mom. Dear Mom, Jean, Mean Green. Mean Green.
Mean Green. Dear Mom,
the,
Mean Green.
Let's start
over. Yeah.
Dear Mom, Mean Jean, Mean Jean Green. That's her maiden name. Love you so much. And your boy, sorry that he was stupid enough to talk about your feet that we all are not supposed to talk about because they're so haggard and they're just so rough and they can actually start a fire. That's actually where I learned about the bear telling you not to start forest fires because you were out there and boom, brought the whole thing down.
With her foot?
Like she was itching her foot on the other
so
foot.
Dry.
And it was just,
so
yeah,
dry.
Just boom, and then just started it up. But,
okay, I don't think that's probably an appropriate apology.
You're saying she started a forest with her feet?
Just probably just a quick, I'm sorry, and then we'll never do it again.
Yeah.
Dear Mom, Mama, it's your little boy. It's not so little anymore.
Okay.
It's too wordy. I heard that one. Started
just get to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gene. Mom.
No, start with Mom.
Mom.
I'm sorry.
Got it.
It'll never happen again. Never. That's it.
Got it.
Okay, and.
Hey, Mom. It's your baby boy. 9 pounds, 8 ounces.
You are huge. I wonder why she's still mad at you.
Can you start it over?
Never mind. I'm moving on.
Mom, I'm sorry. I love you.
So that was good. Yeah, that's a thing.
Pumice stone for Christmas, my man.
Oh. Mm-hmm. No, the petty egg.
The petty egg.
It's so nice.
Just think how much that egg would get.
Oh, my God.
Going over her feet. That thing would be full.
I'll get her a dozen petty eggs. That's what I'll have to do.
Ooh, there's this electric one by the same company that just like almost like saws it off. That's what she needs.
You want to saw my mom's foot off? That's rude.
Okay.
Really works well.
Not yesterday, the day, but no, it was yesterday. We did, this was good. We did things that need to be said. And you know what? I'm so happy that I found this story to back it up because I said it and I got a lot of kickback from two of you.
Yeah, you did.
Cranberries at Thanksgiving can just go blow it.
No!
Yes.
Cranberry sauce sucks.
It's amazing.
It's stupid. Let's stop bothering, wasting our money because nobody wants to crap on Thanksgiving.
I do.
Nobody wants it. No one who matters wants it. So just enough with the cranberries. And then the story comes out yesterday.
Nope.
The least liked item on the Thanksgiving table. What do you think it is, Dez?
Well, if you're going to say cranberries, it's only because you can eat the Thanksgiving meal without the cranberries. It just isn't as good.
No, the problem is that everybody just goes cheap and just gets that gelatinous can stuff that just like out of the can, and then they serve that up. Like, if you're going to do it right. Get some fresh stuff in there.
No, they're gross. And then they have the little chunks in there, and it's like you're chewing it.
It's still nasty.
Yeah. All right, needs to be said. Here's some that we got. See if you guys agree with these. Football jocks really aren't that cool. Needs to be said.
I don't know. Tom Brady is delicious.
Yeah. No.
I disagree.
Excuse me.
Delicious?
Delicious?
I'm comfortable enough in my own skin to say that. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
And he's super suave.
Yeah.
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 Delicious.
Well, that's something to think about in the deer stand this weekend.
That's right.
Yes. When people use the freeway to slow down instead of the exit ramp, they need to be murdered?
Oh.
Wow. Okay, well, my goodness. A little far.
Okay. Minnesotans aren't nice. They're passive-aggressive bees.
Oh, you hear that a lot.
Okay. Can we just say this once and for all? Minnesota nice is a thing. Mm-hmm. And if you're not on the receiving end of it, maybe it's you.
Oh.
I've been on the receiving end of a lot of Minnesota nice,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And some not so nice stuff. And you know what? Can I blame them for it? Yes, there's passive aggressiveness, but there's also Minnesota nice. Live anywhere else and then you'll realize it. There's a lot of nice here. There just is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it does exist.
So look for it and appreciate it. I mean, there's also passive aggressive, but whatever.
I mean, do you think people down south, you know, that southern hospitality? You mean to tell me every single person down south is hospitable?
No, they're not.
I mean, there are probably some blank holes down there, too.
Yeah, there are blank holes everywhere.
Yeah, so, but Minnesota nice is real.
They
right?
say one in every four is a blank hole. Which one on this show is it?
Don't look at me.
Definitely Dez.
Dez.
Let's see. If your child goes number two in a restaurant bathroom and it gets anywhere but inside the toilet, you need to clean it up.
What?
Oh, my God.
Why would you not?
Well, whose child is spraying number two everywhere? Did they mean number one? I think they confused their numbers.
Yeah.
I'm hoping so, because I don't understand how that really would happen.
I had to edit it. It was the S word.
Really?
So it wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Gross.
gross. It's goose, not gray duck. Wrong.
Oh, wrong. Duck,
sorry.
Duck, gray duck.
I'm a goose, but that's how I grew up.
I go goose too.
You guys just like to be goosed.
I do. You're right.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
It needs to be said. The passing lane is for passing, not driving at the speed of your choice.
Well, I mean, that's agree to disagree.
people need to take one big step back from baggage claim so that everyone can see if their luggage is coming. Then step up to get it, needs to be said.
Yeah, everybody just like hoards up there and like, looking. Well, you can't even see your bag.
Yeah, the bag does not come faster because you are like hunkered over it. Those guys, back up, man.
What was that again? How did they sound?
I don't know what flights you guys are on, but that's the only sound I hear while I fly.
Sounds like you when you see Tom Brady's photo.
My gosh.
I just keep it right on the dash while I'm on Highway 2.
It's your private time.
Oh, my God.
big fan of the Brady. Don't blow your nose in a restaurant when others are eating. Needs to be said.
Yeah, people who do it right at the table, I'm guessing, because it's so aggressive. It's just like...
I've done it when I've been sick, when I like can't help it, but I don't find it. I think that's gross too.
It's Valentine's Day, not Valentine.
Oh gosh.
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Sounds like a kid thing to say more than anything.
It does.
Yeah.
It's cute when a kid says it.
Just because you showed up an hour early to your appointment, don't expect to be seen right away and then get mad if you aren't. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Lend and borrow are different words. If you are the user, you borrow the thing. You can't borrow something to somebody. That's called lending.
Yeah, I say that. I just know because somebody's texted that to me before, but it's the same person.
Like, I borrowed Crisco my orbital sander so that he could take care of his mom's foot, right? That's incorrect, right? I lent him, yes.
You gave it to me because it broke. So.
But he would say, Rudy, may I borrow your...
Yes.
Belt sander.
Yes.
To
yes,
work on my mom's hoofs.
And yes, I will lend that to you.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, she looks great with her horseshoes on, though.
Mm-hmm. She does.
She just clomps around the yard.
Can we just talk about Dez's nasty daughter for a second?
Oh my gosh, Rudy hasn't heard this. I can't even. It reminds me of your daughter, actually.
What
Rudy?
Is going on with these young girls today?
So, there's not a lot of tooting in our family. It's not like Taylor's the tutor and I'm a tutor. I mean, you know, everybody
who says tutors?
That's what you say when you have a little girl.
Toots.
But I mean, she toots sometimes. It's a natural thing. What else? The last 24 hours, Rudy?
Yeah.
What is coming out of her? It's like a man. It is like a Crisco toot. I can't
never
even.
Toot in front of you.
I'm not saying I know. I just can imagine.
He rips ass.
Yeah, I rip ass. I don't toot.
And I mean, I've tried to ignore it. Like Taylor, I mean, like we'll look at each other and I'll be like, oh my God. And then, you know, but finally last night, she is sitting on my lap and then I feel her toot on my lap.
Warmth, the warmth comes over you.
And then
yes,
she
I
looks
know.
At me and she goes, oops, I tooted. And I'm like, gross. Yeah, normally they don't smell. It wafted. It was so gross that I could not stop laughing. Then Taylor could not stop laughing. And Then I said, I don't know what to do with you. I don't know where this is coming from. I'm going to have to take you to the Toot Doctor. Oh, good Lord. Did that open a can of worms? She's like,
Dr. Toots.
What did you think a kid wouldn't laugh at the Toot Doctor?
But is there a Toot Doctor and where do I find him? Because what is happening with my sweet little girl?
Can you please call Fairview and ask? Could you put me through to the Toot Doctor, please? Yes.
Yeah. Maybe stop giving her, I don't know, only vegetables and like small amounts of protein.
She loves broccoli.
And that's it.
There it is.
But we've never had a problem until now. I mean, maybe that's what it is. I have no idea, but the Toot Doctor needs to be called in. If this happens all weekend, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know.
Here's the thing. You got to laugh at it a bit because it is funny because it's a sound that comes out of your butt. That is very funny, right? Also, eventually, if you keep up with it and she has that relationship with you, this is what Kinley did to me the other day. It was cold out, so she has on this longer coat. And it goes down to about halfway down to her thighs. And she's just staring at me and she goes, can I have a hug? I was like, why?
No.
She's like, because I just want a hug. I was like, why do you want a hug? She's like, I just want to give you a hug. I was like, okay. And as I like came in and to give her a hug, she took the top of the jacket and she like opened it up and then like stuck it on my face. And I was like, oh my God, did you fart in your jacket and then stick it in my face? And she was crying, laughing. I'm like, you just Dutched oven yourself.
Oh.
Why would you do that? And she's like, I've been farting and it's been coming up through the jacket and I just and it's been sticking around, so I just wanted to get your face in it. So eventually, Des, that's what you have to look forward to is your kid just like cup of soup.
See, you're in great shape, Rudy, but this is the problem with being the same size as your 11-year-old daughter.
She's not too far off.
She can just scoop you right into her coat.
Is this how girls are now? This is not how girls were when I was growing up.
No. My sister never. My God, no. This is weird.
I mean, I have one friend, like after a night of drinking, like when we were young, she'd be like, oh man, I have the dudes. And she'd like,
Julie?
No, actually not Julie. It's one of Julie's friends. Chrissy would kill me, but it's Chrissy. She'd be like, oh, oops. And then she'd like be respectful and try to go to a different area to toot.
You can't announce you have gas and then be like, I just don't want to be rude, but I have gas. And then be in another room go. Yeah. Oh, sounds like somebody's popping some popcorn.
All better now. Oh, well, at least you're not T.I. because this guy is freaking weird. What is going on? T.I. the rapper?
Yeah, I always thought he was kind of cool. And now I'm like, dude, weird.
He takes his daughter to the doctor's office.
For her yearly exams.
Yep, to check her virginity, to see if she's lying to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her hymen. We'll go and the doctor will come and talk. And, you know, then they come and say, okay, I just want you to know there are other ways besides sex that the hymen can be broken. Bike riding, horseback riding.
That's aggressive.
Other forms of athletic physical activity.
Is she an athlete?
No. I say, look, doc.
She's not.
She don't ride no horses. She don't ride no bikes. She don't play no sports, man. Just check the hymen, please. And give me back my results.
Okay, that has got to be the most disgusting thing I've ever heard a dad say about his daughter.
Ever.
And ever.
Who says hymen that many times? I never want to hear that word again.
I don't think I've heard that word in probably 20 years.
Yeah.
The only time you hear it is if you buy a bunch of horses or like... See that? Got another one.
What?
What are they saying? Hi to the man? Or?
Oh my God, what?
Because he just said, the doctor said the horse can take one too. Oh my God. So the horse is like, that's right, another long horse ride.
Took a hymen?
Yes.
You're joking that a horse brags that he took a little girl's hymen?
No, not.
Oh my God.
Not a little girl.
How is it that Crisco is creepier than T.I. right
it's
now?
It's not creepier than T.I.
Oh my God, you're so weird.
Oh my
you just
God.
Said and blew like, yeah, took another one. What?
Ick.
The T.I.'s daughter is 18.
I guess it's not, I mean, it wouldn't have been weird if my dad brought me to the doctor, but if he talked to the doctor, was in with the doctor, if ever said the word hymen, I would vomit.
Yeah, we've said it too many times though.
Wow.
We've hit our limit.
But I'm impressed she's still a virgin and she's 18. That's great. Good for her. High five.
Wouldn't you be?
Out of fear.
If you knew your dad was taking you in to get that checked out.
Blech.
Oh my God.
Gross.
And if you're Crisco.
Just riding around horses.
It's not horses, it's horses.
You just go out to a stable like, what's up, buddy? What's your number, huh?
That's how I lost mine.
You broke your hymen.
On a horse. It was a really sensitive thing. I didn't want to talk about it.
I thought it was your hymen.
Oh, that was a different kind of animal.
It's a donkey. Tijuana.
Oh, my God.
But he got chiclets for life.
Chick-a-lay.
We should go now.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Chris, Godez, and Ryan.
After Hours.